Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across the United States of America, including in the Caribbean, too. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus, to all of our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And don't forget, whatever it is you're doing, however it is you're doing it, working on the Third Watch, keeping America rolling along tonight, thank you for the great job that you are doing, all of you that are out there working right now. And don't forget, check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, Ms. Rosemary's got the night off tonight, so we start this segment with the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Bless America, and to all those who defend, protect, and serve her, thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. Now, they had a vote last night in the House of Representatives as to whether or not they were going to censure Adam Schiff. Now, it failed in the House, and the reason why is simple. The Republicans don't control the House. The Democrats do. So there was a motion made to table the measure by the majority, the Democrats, and it was brought up for a vote, and they knew they had enough votes to pass the measure, because they did. All they needed was a simple majority, which they got. 215 to 185 was the final vote. Now, there are 430 representatives in the United States House of Representatives. Now, if you do the math, and you add 215 and 185, you come up with 400. So that means there were 30 members of the House of Representatives that either weren't there or chose not to vote or voted present because they didn't want their names associated with whether or not they wanted to have Mr. Schiff censored. But 30 votes, Democrats win, measure was tabled, that's it, end of story. Did the Republicans send a message to Mr. Schiff? Sure. Did the country send a message to Mr. Schiff? You betcha. Are they going to pay attention to it? Probably not. Probably not. That's just the way I feel about that. It's a shame, but we don't run the House. They do. They're in charge. That's the luxury you get when you run the House of Representatives. Now, I want everybody to think about something for a minute. With this next election coming up, everybody in the House of Representatives is up for re-election again. Everybody. All of them. So, what you need to do is pay close attention and vote. And make sure you know who you're voting for. All right, let's go to the telephone line. Is this Eric?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Hey, real quick, you were talking the last hour with Kyle Warren, and
yep.
You were making the Representative Nunes's comments regarding, I forget what it was, the CNBC or whatever, regarding control of information coming out of these social media companies.
Yeah, he was talking to Maria Bartiromo from Fox Business about that.
Mm-hmm. That's in my opinion, that's one of the most important things, probably, I don't know, the top five things to be concerned about here in the 21st century America as we're reaching the end of the first quarter of the 21st century here. It's called information influence operations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this goes back for quite a number of years, and some people call it propaganda, you know, propagandizement, that's where advertising comes from. Now, what has occurred is that there's a lot of public-private partnerships with these social media companies. They do little contracts here and there, this, that, and the other. That's the way they can get around this, information peddling that's going on.
Right.
If people notice that many people, not just conservatives, you know, left or right, if anyone is directly questioning the establishment and the status quo that's going on, and they have a big pull of people, to pass that information along to, those are the people that are getting whacked.
All right, Eric, can you hold that thought, and I'll bring you back after the break.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, and I'm going to bring Eric back because he's going to bring up one of his very interesting points right now, and we want to get to that, so we're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back, and if you want to get involved in the conversation, here's the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my good friends Pete and Seth Talbot. They are the makers, the father and son team of Relief Factor. Their home plant is in Kirkland, Washington, right there outside Seattle. And if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, if you have arthritis or back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, ankle pain, any kind of muscle aches, pain that just won't go away, then let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start right away. Many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. And all you have to do is take it the way it tells you to. Now, you go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the $19.95 3-Week Quick Start plan. You have to pay shipping and handling on it. It's about $5 or $6, something like that. And then you get it in about 3 days there. Thereabouts, and you'll have it. You take it for breakfast, you take it for lunch, you take it for dinner, and you do it just that way. Gets in your system, and about 80% of the people that take it stay on it because it works. That's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And a lot of people are letting me know they're taking it and it's working for them. Al, as recently as a week ago, said that he was on it and it was working good for him. All right, back to the phone lines. We've got Eric from Seminole with his Marine Corps son who's up for early promotion, and we were just talking about that. But, Eric, you were raising a really good point, so go right ahead.
Yes, sir. I hope I can remember exactly where I left off. So information influence operations, public-private partnerships between a private company and the federal government. It's not unheard of. A lot of companies use that to get, like, their foot in the door, so to speak, particularly with government contracting and stuff, requests for information, proposals, et cetera. So what has happened is, you know, there's been rumors, and I know I've talked about the National Defense Authorization Act from way back when and stuff, and even there are articles in Business Insider, people can look this up, and there was one of the articles was actually written by Michael Hastings. I don't know if that name rings a bell for some people, the one that was, he was going to have a groundbreaking article come out in Rolling Stone regarding what was going on in Afghanistan,
yeah.
And he ended up wrecking his Mercedes at 100 plus miles an hour anyway. So Information influence operations. That's what the government does. That's what the, you know, war fighters do in order to win the hearts and minds, particularly with things like Voice of America, et cetera. You know, your positive reinforcement for our missions, so to speak. And all militaries do it. That's not unheard of. But the problem is some of these companies that were contracted to do this stuff downrange are now getting contracts stateside to perform similar not operations, I'm just going to use the word operation for lack of a better word, to team with companies like Facebook, Twitter, other Google platforms, if you will. Now, what's happening is it is easy to say it's just conservatives being censored or being shut down or whatever, and many people say, it's a private company, they can do what they want. Well, here's the deal. Anyone who is questioning the establishment narrative on an innumerable amount of topics, you know, from toothpaste to what's falling out of the sky, those people, or even, you know, dare I say, questioning what's going on downrange in the Middle East, those people are actually being silenced, shadow banned, it's called, where they think they're putting out something, but it's not going anywhere,
right.
And people wonder why nobody's seeing it. Okay, now, if it's particularly occurring with people who have a large pool or a large following on their, like mom and pop, you know, Joe Schmo, he's got, you know, 10 people on his list, none's gonna happen to those cats because they don't have a sphere of influence. And what happens is, particularly with Prager University, I'm sure people are familiar with Prager University suing Google for similar instances, and his stuff, dare I say, 90% of it, maybe I'd say 85% of it's apolitical, and even up to five of 200 shadow banned restricted videos dealt with just talking about the Ten Commandments. So, you know, he has a large pull, and he's on, you know, Salem Radio, the talk show host. He's gotten the squash, so to speak. So a lot of this stuff was developed downrange. It's coming back to the States. People are getting contracts with the State Department, you know, again, Facebook, this, that, and the other. And what's happening is even some of these companies that had their technology beta tested and proven downrange now have these contracts and are contracting with Facebook and such a thing called NewsGuard.
Yeah.
And that sort of stuff. And you know as well as I do, there's been stuff that's been quite, this is, you know, a hoax news story.
Yeah.
But you know it really happened. Okay, you know, I'm not, whether it's on the left or the right, you know this stuff's happening. And this censorship, you know, people will say the government's the only people that can censor someone. Well, technically, yes, but if they're in a public-private partnership, guess who owns that contract?
Yeah.
It's not the private firm, because the government can look in and around.
Well, one of the things that's been doctored is there's been a set of general orders that was put out there with the wrong code on it for activating the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve for possibly using them for crowd control in the United States, and that's been making the rounds around the internet, and that's a bunch of nonsense.
That's a bunch of baloney, posse comitatus.
Yep, it's a bunch of nonsense.
Now, the Army National Guard could do something like that,
right,
because of the way they're
yep, kind of, but not the Marine Corps.
Not Department of Defense.
No, sir.
Yes, sir. That's correct. So, kind of lost my train of thought. So,
Oops.
You're talking about the Marine Corps being used and this, that, and the other. So here's the next thing. So no one's really heard about this. You know, people in Congress are speaking up a little bit, and you got knuckleheads yelling about it, and people talking, hey, censorship, you know, red flags, whatever. Right? Well, here's something I found peculiar. Just a couple of days ago I was reading that was put out by the American Broadcast Corporation, ABC News, stateside here, that said President Obama did not sign a law authorizing propaganda. Technically, no, but there were barriers taken down, okay, to allow these companies to beta tested and government approved companies downrange to come back and do these I'm just gonna call it operations again, stateside.
Yep.
So here's the thing. And what did ABC News come out with about, I don't know, 5-6 days ago, a week ago or whatever, regarding the bombing going on in Syria that was actually coming out of Knob Creek, Kentucky from some 2 years ago or whatever, and had a big, you know, hoorah fest, put rounds downrange and blew gas cans, which is cool. So who else has checked this to be accurate and true? Well, NewsGuard. So what I'm saying is, Representative Nunes is not wrong when he's saying that we need to, you know, look into this, a congressional inquiry. I think there's going to be heads butting when it comes up to against people who have, it's called an OTA, right, other type of agreement, which is not subject to congressional oversight. I know I did contracts some years ago with that. No one takes a look at it. No one looks into it. So you can, I don't say shuck and jive, that's too harsh of a cliche, but there are ways around this that these information influence operations, and I'm not sure what they're going to call it now, but if you notice, everyone's putting out the same news, almost to the sentence. Now, I know people pull stuff from AP and they read stuff. You know, I get it. You know, I get it to a point. But they're all sticking to the same narrative. It's all, you know, you might think, well, it's the UN, it's this, that, and the other. It's everybody, but you can't put your finger on it because it's being shrouded in news or information assurance, IA, meaning that they're, you know, the quality of this information, you know, is deemed credible and blah, 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 by all these companies and people, to include former commandants and former this, that, and the other bigwigs that are in the mix on all this, that have a lot of contracts, a lot of money going out downrange for this. Now, where did all this propagandizement come from, which, you know, again, happens in warfare. You can go to the American History Museum in Washington, D.C. and see a humongous cool exhibit on, you know, wartime propaganda.
Yep.
Where's all this coming from? Well, this comes from the National Socialist back in 1930s Germany,
yep,
and that propagandizement of the people began with the hating and telling people that the Jewish people or people of Jewish, yep, heritage were dirty, they're unclean. Yep. One of the first acts that the Third Reich took, the German National Socialist German Workers Party took against the Jewish people there in, you know, in Germany at that time,
yep,
was to ban them from swimming pools.
Yep.
That's where it all started.
Mm-hmm.
And some people can even say it goes as far back as, I think his name is George Bernard Shaw, who wrote some book or something.
Yes, he did. And all right, well, you're gonna run out of time,
yeah,
well, so
I'll mm-hmm. leave it there, sir. Everyone's got to, you know, everyone, all sides need to be aware of this cessation of common sense. And I just want to say thanks, sir. Thanks for taking my call and simplify.
All right, same to you, and good luck to your boy. His boy's up for early promotion to sergeant, he just told me. So that'll be a good thing. Now, when we come back, we're going to have our first military and veterans news segment, and there's quite a bit of stuff going on there. Now, I'm also going to play Senator Lindsey Nelson and let you hear him in his own words about what he's now saying about the Syrian operation, which is a complete 180 from what it was Friday. All right, Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
She's not a Russian agent. President Trump jumps in to defend Representative Tulsi Gabbard against wild claims by Hillary Clinton, his 2016 political opponent.
The person in charge of that particular deal, Hillary Clinton, have you heard of her? She's the one that's accusing everybody of being a Russian agent. Anybody that is opposed to her is a Russian agent. So that's a scam that was pretty much put down. Tulsi, I don't know Tulsi, but she's not a Russian agent.
Now, Gabbard, the Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii, telling Tucker Carlson on Fox News,
I stand against everything that she represents, and that if I'm elected president, if I'm the Democratic nominee and elected president, that she won't be able to control me, she won't be able to manipulate me, she won't be able to continue to work from behind the curtain to continue these regime change wars that have been so costly.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online at naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 for more information and see what it is they're all about. Ask to take the tour. Right now, here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. Guys and gals, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, got no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, and maybe you've come out of the service, you're not sure what you want to do, you got a skill, not sure how you want to use that skill or if you want to move on to something else, well, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one's right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential starting out at $50,000 to $60,000 a year
for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, that is significant because they will train you in 14 months. They will give you the tools. They will give you the knowledge, the wherewithal, to become a certified aviation maintenance tech to work on all types of aircraft. Now, this is a job that is very much in demand because it still takes a human being and a pair of hands to repair aircraft. Computers can't do it. Now, check them out by going online to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour by going to 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. One more thing. Tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you to get the white gloves treatment. Now, a lot of things going on. Syria in the middle of everything again. And this is what Lindsey Graham had to say about the Syrian policy that we now have.
Let me tell you where I think we are. Withhold judgment as to what's going to happen in Syria until it's all in. I am increasingly optimistic that we can have some historic solutions in Syria that have eluded us for years if we play our cards right. I blame Erdogan for the invasion, not Trump. But here's what the president told me over the weekend. Here are our objectives. To make sure we have a demilitarized zone between Turkey and the Kurds. The Kurds were the allies who helped us defeat ISIS. They lost 10,000 soldiers. We've lost 8 in 4 years. God bless the 8. But it was the Kurds who did most of the fighting. Protect our NATO ally Turkey from elements of the Kurds that they consider to be terrorists. A demilitarized zone occupied by international forces, no Americans, but we provide air power. The president appreciates what the Kurds have done. He wants to make sure ISIS does not come back. I expect we will continue to partner with the Kurds in the eastern Syria to make sure ISIS does not reemerge. That is in our national security interest.
Now, that was Lindsey Graham, obviously changing his mind from what we heard last week. And, you know, the U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said that under the current plans of all U.S. troops leaving Syria, they would go into western Iraq and the American military would continue to conduct operations from there, which I don't doubt that we continue to conduct operations from there against the Islamic State group to prevent its resurgence. And it is definitely something worth keeping an eye on. Now, in addition, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who went to Afghanistan over the weekend, where the stalled peace talks with the Taliban and persistent violent attacks by the insurgent group and Islamic State militants have further complicated the Trump's administration pledge to withdraw more than 5,000 American troops. Well, yesterday we found out that very quietly, the president had withdrawn 2,000 troops from Afghanistan. We found that out yesterday. Now, the U.S. Defense Department will not clear the F-35 fighter jet for full rate production this year, and it may even have to push that milestone as far as January 2021, according to the Pentagon's acquisition executive. We'll have more on that. By the way, Barbara Barrett was sworn in as the 25th Secretary of the Air Force 2 days after the Senate voted to confirm her by 85-7. Congratulations and kudos to her for that. Now, I didn't mention anything about this because I've been waiting for the details to come in, but 3 soldiers were killed in a rollover accident in an armored vehicle at Fort Stewart in Georgia. 3 were injured, and U.S. Army officials are currently investigating this to see why the vehicle rolled over. They drove into water during training in Fort Stewart in Georgia when the armored vehicle decided to tip over. They'll get to the bottom of it, I'm sure. By the way, talking about the Kurds again, Kurdish fighters and civilians began evacuating from a besieged Syrian town The first pullback under the U.S. brokered ceasefire deal, opening the way to a broader withdrawal from the Kurdish-led forces from parts of the Turkish border. Now, that first 120-hour ceasefire ends today. It'll be done and over with, and we'll see what happens next. Hard to say. By the way, the horse soldiers that helped to liberate Afghanistan from the Taliban 18 years ago. Now, before the 9/11 attacks, then-Captain Mark Nush never expected he would use horseback riding, a skill he learned growing up on a Kansas cattle ranch, in battle. And, of course, Horse Soldiers Bourbon, a company that's made up of the group that went over there to Afghanistan, is right here in my backyard in St. Petersburg, Florida. They have a brewery there, a distillery there, and that's where they make the Horse Soldiers Bourbon, which currently is making the rounds all around the country. They're introducing it to the country and the world. And they're also getting ready to open a restaurant there at their location, which will be nice to go to. Looking forward to being able to go over there. By the way, the Army's Defense Cyber Solutions Team, right now the Army's new Rapid Cyber Innovation Center, wants to expand in the next year as it approaches its first anniversary of operations. Obviously, cyber warfare discussed and brought up yesterday on the program at length between myself and Denise Simon. We will be talking about it again with Colonel Jim tomorrow on the program. And there are more questions being answered as installations get ready for the potential 3 million extra shoppers of the PX. A little more than 2 months before the new shopping benefit takes effect for about 3 million newly eligible shoppers, defense officials have tested and rolled out the system that will allow those shoppers through the gates. Holy smokes, get ready. It is going to be wild. It's going to be wild. And four of the largest military hospitals have new pages on the TRICARE website, an early step of a transition that would move the Defense Department's medical facilities under the Defense Health Agency, which is something that was agreed to last year. By the way, we have a missing cadet from West Point. A West Point cadet reported missing after he failed to report for a road march over the weekend. The Academy set off a widespread search for him that began Saturday, was still underway yesterday, last night, and right now. Hopefully he's okay and he just went AWOL. We'll see. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, and we'll be coming back in the next hour with some information from the Navy that you're going to want to hear, all you sailors out there. Next Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty, this is Merle Haggard, moving on.
on the original theme song from the Truckers Show, Moving On. Will and Sonny Prove It, $2 a mile. They would go anywhere the load would go. That big old Kenworth with that 40-foot Great Dane reefer trailer yanking it behind there, too. Will and Sonny. All right, here we go. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by your local Flying J and or Pilot Travel Center. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Now, a cold front moves across and into the southeast and middle Atlantic region today with the potential for severe storms and damaging winds and possibly some tornadoes. Now, this is the same system that came through Texas yesterday and killed three people in Oklahoma and one in Arkansas. So it's not as strong as what it was, but it certainly has got some kick to it. It's all the way over now down towards the Gulf, approaching the Gulf. Will be coming across Florida sometime later today, tonight, and into tomorrow. Now, we do have a new cold storm front coming in off the western part of the United States, Pacific Ocean. Now, from Reno west on I-80, the elevation to higher elevations, we're going to be seeing snow during the course of today and tonight. And that'll probably be a 1 or 2 day event for sure up there in the mountains of Sierra Nevadas and the northern part of California. Now, that is going to come across I-80. It looks like as if some of it might find its way down onto I-40, the higher elevations there. Could also see it on I-70 as it moves across to the east. But we do have some unsettled weather conditions tonight up above in Washington State, with rain that's coming in to Seattle and in the higher elevations east of Seattle up over Snoqualmie. You might have a mixture of precipitation up there right now by the looks of things. And in Wyoming tonight, a small area between Cheyenne and Laramie where there's some wind up there. Could be some things going on up there. The temperature's right, and it looks like there's some clouds in the area. So never say never in the higher elevations when it comes to the white stuff. And then up in Montana, the central part of Montana, up to the Canadian border, up north of Billings and Bozeman, you have got some mixed precipitation in the area there. Minnesota tonight, along with the eastern part of North Dakota, the eastern part of South Dakota, the northeastern corner of Nebraska, to include Omaha, and most of the state of Ohio, and about half the state of Wisconsin, the northern part of Illinois. You've got high winds, you've got some rains, you've got some rain and snow mixed off to the north and the east in Minnesota, towards Green Bay, and it looks like not very far away from Minneapolis you might have some weather there tonight. And then you've got high wind warnings and the possibility of something developing down in the Central Plains down there. Don't know what the something is yet, but there is a probability or possibility of it. And then taking a look at Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, you've got a gale warning there tonight, so be advised of that. No precipitation that I can see, but a gale warning nonetheless. Going up into New England, the remnants of Nestor are moving off the coast of Maine, so you've got some wind and some gale stuff going there along the ocean side, but it'll be gone in a few hours as the remnants of Nestor move away, and that'll be the end of that. And then, as I said, down here in the Gulf of Mexico, the low that has moved down this away from about just a little bit east of Pensacola, Navarre, perhaps that would be a good point, over to New Orleans, and then over towards Beaumont in Houston. The front is coming through on an angle, looks like. It's going to work its way down into Florida, and we'll come across Florida. That's going to be some unsettling weather conditions for wherever it's at, with the possibility of not just winds, but also bringing some thunderstorms and some rain in general. So that's what you'll see there. Now, keep in mind, your pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. I'll bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we're happy to tell you that most of them at night will be playing our radio show. I know the ones up in Georgia do, and the ones over here by me do. And if you go in there and tell them the captain sent you, you'll always get yourself a free cup of coffee. Or if you got one of those pilot travel mugs, it's considered a refill. So you can go in there and get that all taken care of, too. And if you need to grab yourself something to eat, again, keep in mind, you can find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, a Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill, or even a full-service breakfast, lunch, and dinner Dunkin' Donuts in one of those truck stops right now. So keep all of that in mind, as it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. All righty, well, joining us on the telephone, we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Are you having a good time with Senator Pierre Dialecto?
I think this is such a non-story, to be honest with you.
But how foolish is this that he did that?
I don't know that it is.
I mean, I realize he was trying to cloak his identity, but still, to come up with that kind of a name, I mean, that's like... Go ahead.
Look, it's such a non-story, as I see it. First of all, he had eight, count them, eight followers, okay? And I think what he was necessarily doing was putting... tweets out there to get a sense of attitude, and that's really nothing more than that. And it wasn't like, you know, he was a man on a mission. So I don't know. I think it means. And interestingly enough, Ms. Gingrich was on Fox last night, and he actually agreed with me, which I was stunned with. And the other thing is if the bigger thing is how, you know, those that have an issue with Trump's style and whatnot in Congress, what comes down to what's most important is how they vote, and that's all we really care about. But he's, you know, if Romney is nuts enough, he'll catch the criticisms from his own fellow Republican senators. So I think it's a non-story.
Now, there was a measure to censor Adam Schiff last night that never got to a vote because it was tabled by a vote of 215 to 185.
It did get to a vote, and they voted to do nothing.
They tabled it.
Right. They voted to do nothing with it.
Mm-hmm. So that'll just go away.
It was a gesture to start with.
Mm-hmm.
To censor somebody because of an act is really the only disciplinary thing that there is in Congress to do. And Republicans brought this. It was a gesture. They knew it was going to fail. But it just sends a message to Schiff.
All righty, hold that thought. We're going to send a message to everybody right about now because guess what? Got to give the top of the hour ID and the break and the news coming up and your station's getting a chance to pay a little bills on their end, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is Really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.